a surprise party for Jesus' 30th birthday. The comedy is still available on Netflix.
What?
Yes.
Do you think it's right that we make such?
If it's satire, it's okay, I think. If it's not, if it's a proper movie, but I think this is satire.
No comment from me. Thank you very much. I will.
You better not comment.
I will sit this one out.
Please. Gold is trading at $1,547.07 an ounce. The dollar is at 14 rands 23 cents, 15 rands 81 cents to the euro, and 18.60 to the pound. A partly cloudy day in store for Gauteng today with showers and thunder showers. A low of 17 degrees, peaking at around 26 degrees in Johannesburg. Top trends on Twitter this morning: Kwa Mamkize, Luther Vandross, Stage 1, Johannesburg Weather, and Fetch Your Body 2020. Top story on the UJFM news desk: more mixed messages from the ANC as Eskom confirms a fresh belt of power cuts.
By the way, when Marshall mentioned the fact that there is a sitcom or satire series on Netflix about a gay Jesus, this is what I thought of.
This might actually be the holy grail of new video games. It's called I Am Jesus Christ, and it lets gamers play Jesus to heal a blind man, make fish appear in a bucket, and end a thunderstorm. Now, the New Testament-inspired game has not been released yet, but it is expected to launch soon.
The only thing that this game is missing is not only heal the blind and put fish in a bucket and stop a storm, but also find a same-sex partner as well.
And the name of the movie is called The First Temptation of Christ.
Wow. All right, let's get into the second hour, the last hour of the show. We are UJFM Breakfast. Good morning.